What's up, birds? What's good? What's happening? Y'all better come up in here. I'm just saying, happy Wednesday to everybody. You know me, I'm the K to the C. Known to the world as the world's greatest weight loss expert. And I'm here just to make sure you good in all areas of life. Now, if you got 60 pounds to donate to the cause, if you have a fupa, if you have love handles you ain't quite loving, come on through. Come on through. And if your thighs rub together, they can start a forest fire all by themselves. Come on through. And if you're just trying to get to the final version of yourself, come on through. And ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Pooch off the call. If you're trying to get your fine back, you're trying to lose your fupa, you just want to dominate rooms, you want to shut them down, make sure you get my super stomach shredder membership. For the platforms that have DMs, DM me hashtag SSS, or hashtag SSS to get the super stomach shredder membership. If you're listening on a platform that doesn't have DMs, you can go to KenyaCrooksNetwork.com to get the super stomach shredder membership. Make sure you get the monthly membership and not the one-time combo. And let's go. I'm going to change your look. I'm going to change your life. Again, I train superstars, and I'm going to help you look like one, too. Now, who I got with me? I got Linda up in here. Hey, Shantae. Who else I got with me? Who else I got with me? Put your name and your city in the comments for me, please. And y'all know I like to get your day started off right. So I wanted to give you life homework. Okay, I want to give you life homework. I want to give you a daily challenge. And this is your challenge for today. And if I happen to step on your toes, if I happen to say some stuff that, you know, you kind of like, dang, coach, you all up in my house. You all up in my kitchen. You in my bathroom. You in my bathtub. Just put tub, not tub, just put toes. I'm like, put tub. Put toes in the comment section. Because again, I want to challenge you. I want to make you think. I want to make you feel. But most importantly, I want to move you to the finish line. Because again, this subject has stopped a lot of people. So today I want to talk about approval. I need for us to stop seeking approval from people who will not approve you. Let me say it again. I need for you to stop seeking approval from people who will not approve you. Yeah, I'm talking about your mama. Yeah, I'm talking about your daddy. I'm talking about your uncles, your aunties. I'm talking about that friend. I'm talking about that boo thing. I'm talking about that ex. I'm talking about the people who in the back of your mind you're trying to show. You're trying to get a pat on the back. You're trying to get a hand clap of praise. For my people that's coming in now, make sure you like, make sure you share, please. And make sure you subscribe to this awesome channel. Here's the thing. And this is what you don't understand, that I need for you to understand. A lot of people in your life are mad at you. And they're bothered with you because you continue to get better. You continue to strive. In your mind, you're thinking, how can this person or these people dislike me when I hadn't done nothing to them? That's the logical side. That's how you view things. Because you're like, the only thing I'm doing is living. See, that's the problem. You're living. You're doing all of the stuff they wish they could do. For my people who are on the weight loss journey with me, they're bothered by you because you've lost 30, you've lost 40, you've lost 100. Again, they wasn't bothered with you when you were unhappy, when you ran to ice cream, when you ran to booze, whenever you had issues. But it's an issue now that instead of you running to the booze and you're running to, you know, lay up in bed and retreat, now you're out there walking whenever you're mad. You're out there running whenever you're mad. You're lifting weights. So they're bothered now because now you continue to get better and your choices have changed. So your choices have allowed you to change and they don't like that. That's an issue. But because you're the people pleaser, you tone it down a little bit. You don't talk about yourself as much. And here's my thing. A lot of people in your life are bothered by you and mad at you because they secretly compete with you and they can't win. They can't win. Let me give you a great case of point. Had this conversation with my brick Kim yesterday. Kim was like, I'm just so bothered, coach. I'm like, why are you bothered? Why are you bothered? She's like, because, you know, no matter how hard I try, I feel like my mama has an issue with me no matter what. I'm like, okay, let's go back to the very beginning. Explain your relationship with your mom. And then she was just like, well, I went to Spelman because my mama went to Spelman, okay? I wanted to be a lawyer, but I ended up doing education because my mama did education. I ended up pledging Delta because my mama was a Delta, and I made all of these sacrifices, and everything was cool as long as I was up underneath her. Everything was good. But the minute that I start getting compliments and I start getting these accolades, then it became a problem and I felt like she was trying to keep me in the same place. When in actuality, I kind of surpassed her and I felt like she didn't like that. And then I was just like, well, you know, here's the issue. I'm like, parents compete with their children. I'm like, it's not right. But let's go back. You've made all of these concessions because you were basically trying to keep her happy. So you made yourself miserable by trying to make her happy. So you set the tone. You set the tone by constantly seeking approval. So now that you don't seek approval anymore because you surpassed her, now that there's an issue, there's a power struggle. So, and I was like, so let me ask you this. How long has it been this way? She was like, oh, it's been this way like my whole life. I'm like, well, I got an even better question. When does it stop? When does it stop? I'm like, because when you make that decision to stop, that's when you can start moving your life forward. And it's not contingent upon that one person. Your existence is not dependent upon how your mama feels about you, how your friends, how your boo thing. It's not contingent upon that. I need for you to start moving toward how you see you. And so instead of you seeking approval from other people, I need for you to start seeking approval from yourself. I need for you to start validating yourself. Again, you've been bending over backwards for people who won't even bend for you, who won't even do for you. But because you've already set the tone of worshiping that one person and seeking approval, now you're constantly doing stuff to get a clap, to get a cheer, but they ain't gonna give it to you. They ain't gonna give it to you. And now you're depressed. Now you're sad because nobody will clap for you when you're supposed to be clapping for you. You're supposed to be validating you. You got to say within yourself, no matter who claps for me, I'm going to clap for me. I'm going to approve me. Again, if nobody texts me, nobody calls me, nobody says great job, I'm still going to keep moving anyway. I'm still going to keep moving regardless. It, no matter if you drop, no matter if anybody says, girl, you're looking good, I'm still moving. You got to have that mindset of I'm still moving. I'm still going to make it. Regardless, and here's the funny thing, and if you ever want to get a good laugh, there's a lot of these platforms that will have the stories, for instance, okay? Now, keep in mind, folks won't like your regular stuff. They won't like it. But if you go to the stories, you'll always see who watch it. Those are your competitors, good people. The people who won't like your stuff but always looking at your stuff. Those are your competitors. Again, you hadn't done anything but live. You haven't done anything but strive. You haven't done anything but continue to move forward with your dreams, your goals, and your aspirations. But again, that moves people. Why? Because you remind them of what they could have had they kept going. That's all that is. You're a constant reminder of their failures. Let's keep it a buck, please. You're a constant reminder, but you got to keep going, though. You got to keep going. Regardless, you got to keep going. So, challenge of the day, stop seeking approval. The only person you need to approve you is you. You've made all of these sacrifices for people. Now it's time for you to get your due. It's time for you to get your payoff. If you travel this road and you take this journey on your own, be cool with that. But those very same people who disliked you, who hated on you, who poisoned your vision, who always had something to say, here's the good news, regardless. Hate always turns into admiration. Those people, those very same people who hated on you, talked about you, and all that other good stuff, eventually, they'll be the same people who'll be like, I knew you could do it. Congratulations. It'd be all fake. Don't get that thing twisted. I knew you could do it. I'm so proud of you. Meanwhile, you're like, I've heard everything you had to say about me. We good on that. So keep moving forward. If you agree to keep moving forward, and if this broadcast spoke to you and this was confirmation for you, put this was for me, coach. Denise said, I really needed to hear this. Yeah, because again, people will penalize you for doing awesome. People will penalize you for being great. If there's anybody that wants to come on and talk to me, throw your hand up, because I'm all about bringing people on. If you want to come on, if you want to hang out with me, let me see. I'm getting a whole bunch of this was for me. And that's awesome. That's awesome. People shouldn't make you feel bad for looking good, for feeling good, for leveling up. So let's establish that. Again, if you're watching me, we're family. So I'm going to hold you to that standard of continuously improving. So if you don't have a family, guess what? We're your family. We're going to cheer for you. We're going to give you that high five, that you go girl. Matter of fact, before I go, do me a favor. In the comment section, put why you're proud of yourself. Tell me some accomplishments that you've been able to knock out and knock down in the comment section, because I want to celebrate you. Again, we're not hiding our accomplishments. We're celebrating each other. So if you would, before I go, put down some things you're proud of. Because again, we're family. And again, you got a lot of people in your life who don't want to acknowledge you, but that's the beautiful thing about our channel here. We celebrate, we acknowledge. So if you would, and for my replay people who watch, who gonna watch this later on, or you know, this, that, another, make sure you put down some things that you're proud of. Cause you should be. Let me read. Okay, you've lost weight. Congratulations. Congratulations. Okay, cool. We got a, let me see, you fixed your credit. Denise says she fixed the credit. Good stuff. Let me see. Being more consistent in working out and focusing on my mental health. Great job. I love it. Let me see. Let me read some more. Went from 300 pounds to 212. Congratulations. Let me read some more. Let me see. Because I'm not a morning person, and I have, let me see, you've been getting up and running more. 2 miles at 6 a.m. Congratulations. That's to be applauded. Now, with that being said, the things that you're proud of, here's my other challenge. Let me read. Okay, I'm just reading stuff. I need for you to start stacking your stuff, okay? So, for instance, if you have one or two wins, I need for you to multiply those wins, okay? That's my challenge for you. Multiply your wins. If you're normally getting 2 to 3, I need for you to start getting 4 to 6 and acknowledging those wins. I keep a notebook. I write down my wins daily because they serve as reminders. So get you a journal, get your notebook, and start multiplying your wins. If you got me, say, I got you, coach. Let me read some more. Linda says, I'm proud of staying focused with this great coach. I love you, Lynn. And helping me lose 20 pounds and pushing me past my limit. I love me some Lynn. Let me see. Cheryl says, open an investment account. Awesome. Okay, cool. Let me see. Okay, so we're writing things down. We're writing down our wins right before we go to bed, first thing in the morning, or first thing in the morning. I like to do both. I'll write down, for instance, I'll say in the evening, I'm going to write down my wins, but then in the morning, I'm going to write down 3 things that I'm going to accomplish. Okay, so do as your coach does. At the end of the day, write down your wins, and then set up your day first thing in the morning, even before you turn that phone on and before you start checking emails, start writing down your agendas. And again, once you knock them out, celebrate them. You got me? Who with me? Okay, and you started competing. Come on, baby girl. I'm reading stuff. So let's move forward. Let's get better. So if you just get here, make sure you like, make sure you share. But most importantly, if you're trying to lose 60 pounds, you're trying to be FUPA free, and you're trying to look the best you've ever looked. I always say, I'm going to make your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and your 60s look better than your 20s. And that's my goal. So make sure you DM me, hashtag SSS, to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. And if you're on the platform watching me and they don't offer, you know, DMs and stuff like that, go to KenyaCrooksNetwork.com. to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. I look forward to personally coaching you. Again, I coach you in every area of your life because I need everything to be congruent. I need everything to look the same. I always say, I would be doing a horrible disservice to you if I made you look like thebomb.com, but your mind messed up. If I made you all curvy and bootylicious and just, you know, drop dead gorgeous, but your spirit messed up and you still hung up on a whole bunch of other stuff, I would be doing a disservice. So we work on everything from the rooter to the tooter. We got to make sure everything is good from your mind to your behind. So let's go. Love y'all. Have a great one. Let's dominate Wednesday and let's continue to get better. How about that? Love y'all. Oh, and put me down for Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to work out. So let go. Love y'all. I'm gone. Be good.